Hello, everyone. Welcome to Failing Forward podcast. I am Sairana Asan, working as the Senior Technical Advisor for CARE and your host for today. We have a special guest with us today, Laurore Antoine. Laurore will be sharing insights on Failing Forward in the context of Feed the Future Mali Sugu Iriwa. Laurore, over to you. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. Good morning, Sairana, and thanks for having me in this podcast. So my name is Laurore Antoine. I'm currently the chief of party of the USAID-funded Feed the Future Mali Sugu Iriwa activity. So Sugu Iriwa is a five-year cooperative agreement that is being implemented by a consortium of three NGOs under the leadership of CARE in the Delta Zone of Mali. And the Delta Zone with groups, the Tombuctu and the Mopti regions.
Yeah, thank you, Laurore, and welcome to our podcast. As the title suggests, we believe in learning from our failures to move forward. So tell us, why is it important for us to talk about failure?
Well, as Albert Einstein said it, you never fail until you stop trying. So I believe that by embracing failure, you basically develop a dynamic mindset to not only learn from your mistakes, but to also challenge yourself constantly in finding more efficient ways to deliver high quality results and impacts. So I think it's really important to talk about failure.
You're absolutely right. So tell us, what is the context in your mind or the example that you had in your mind when you were talking about failure?
Well, the context of intervention, I'm talking about the Mali's context, is quite difficult and challenging, especially, you know, due to a growing insecurity right now. So even though we continue to observe and analyze the evolution of the situation while strictly applying the security measures and procedures developed by CARE in close collaboration with other NGO partners that are operating in the same intervention areas. So the context remains unpredictable, and it is characterized by targeted attacks and criminal acts, unfortunately. So that situation negatively impacts the market dynamics and consequently the income of the small-scale farmers that we serve. So it should also be noted that the goal of the Sugu Iriwa activity consists of strengthening the resilience of farming and business communities through market-driven, inclusive, nutrition sensitive, and agricultural-led economic growth. So with that being said, this situation requires sound adaptive management to be able to navigate through the uncertainties.
Right, that's very good to hear. But let us also focus on what went wrong and how would you describe the reason behind it, the why of the context or the failing forward.
So on Friday, September 1st, 2023, a Sugu Iriwa team composed of our monitoring and evaluation specialist, our communication and knowledge management officer, and our cash and voucher assistant specialist was on their way to Nyafunke, which is a district from the Tombuctu region. So they were using boat transport to oversee a voucher exchange operation between farmers and agro distributors. So tragically, a group of non-identified individuals opened fire on the boat and killing a 12-year-old girl and severely injured a crew member and a soldier. So CARE had to immediately evacuate the team to Bamako and provided the required psychosocial support. So as a result of that, we decided to suspend all field movement in the region of Tombuctu until further notice. And during that period, we basically worked very closely with the care security manager to assess the security risks and determine the way forward.
That is a very good example of adaptive management, Laure. As you said, you took some measures right then and there to move past it. Anything else you want to add? Like, what did you learn from it, like specifically based on that crisis situation?
Yeah, well, we were assessing the security risks to continue serving the vulnerable farming and business communities. So the leadership team has developed a series of adaptations to the field operating strategies, including working through local partners and community stakeholders. For instance, at the very beginning of the project's implementation, we worked with the government-led technical services, the community-based organization, the local authority, and community leaders to establish multi-stakeholder platforms referred to as MSP, and each of the two regions of intervention. So those platforms are composed of market actors and service providers, including producers, input suppliers, agro distributors, traders, processors, and government entities. So the MSPs have been a very useful platform for discussing sector-specific challenges and solutions, sharing common opportunities, sharing knowledge and evidence, building business networks, and also advocating for policies and regulations. So in the current context, Suguiwa relies on the multi-stakeholder platform in the Tombuctu region, particularly, to continue the implementation of flagship activities. So also, Suguiwa leverages its work with other local stakeholders, such as community relays, local radio stations, and government-led technical services to continue serving the communities. So in addition, Suguiwa takes advantage of the digital solutions promoted since its inception, you know, including the use of Simagri digital platform for marketing events, capacity building, and awareness campaign. So from that process, we learned that it is very important to tap into the local knowledge by working through the grassroots community-based organizations and also to use digital solutions whenever possible.
Okay, that was very inspiring. If you had a chance, what would you do differently if you could do it again?
Well, we're talking about insecurity issues, which are basically fueled by social conflicts. So this is to say that we cannot control it evolves. Nonetheless, when working in this context, it is important to always have in place a contingency plan should things were to go south.
Okay, so the contingency plan would help. How are you using what you learned from this particular example or the process that you just mentioned?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We are basically using this lesson learned to reinforce the capacity of the local community structures and build digital literacy among the farming and business communities so that they can seize the existing opportunities. Like now, the farmers in Tombuctu are currently using the Simagri digital platform to market their products, because they cannot, you know, leave their communities, you know, due to the insecurity.
Are there any challenges you're still facing?
Yes, unfortunately, the insecurity situation is still a reality in the intervention areas. And unfortunately, again, the solution is not for tomorrow. Yes, we are still dealing with that situation.
So what is one action you would recommend to other care colleagues based on this experience?
Well, I would recommend that they work very closely with the care security department, you know, to assess and anticipate security risks to ensure the security and safety of their personnel. I would also encourage them to develop contingency plans, which factors in the, you know, the local community and stakeholders.
That's a very good recommendation, Laurent. How can we use lessons from this failure to improve impact?
Well, what I can tell you now is that thanks to the adaptive management initiative that we used to deal with that situation, the activity continued to create profitable, competitive, and inclusive market opportunities to the farmers, facilitate the access to financial services, and link them with, you know, input suppliers and agro distributors through business-to-business workshops. For instance, during fiscal year 2023, Suguiwa managed to organize 14 marketing events in Mopti and Tombuctu, with the effective participation of 916 participants, including 426 women, which resulted in sales transactions of more than $600,000. So Suguiwa also facilitated access of 45 producer organizations, including 18 women groups, to financial services worth more than $220,000, and also organized 4 business-to-business workshops with 849 participants, including, you know, 224 women. So this is to tell you that the lesson that we learned from that failure, you know, allowed us to make considerable impact on the target population.
And even in the face of crisis, that's a very compelling adaptive management process.
Exactly.
So anything else you would like to share with our audience today? If you had to sum up your key learning in one sentence, what would it be?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, I think it is crucial to tap into the local knowledge because it can prove to be very helpful. Also, when working in challenging contexts like Mali, it would be wise, you know, to develop contingency plans in case things do not go as planned. So, as they say, hope for the best and plan for the worst.
That is very inspiring. Thank you, Laurent, for sharing your feeling for our stories with us today. Your insights and experience remind us that growth often emerges from setbacks. And to our listeners, do remember that failure is not the end. It's a stepping stone toward progress. So stay curious, stay resilient, and keep failing forward. Thank you again, Laurel, for joining us today.
Thank you so very much, Ariana. Take care.